Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cousin Camp A, Grandparents' Guide to Creating Fun, Faith, and Memories. That last is a practical Christian parenting and grandparenting guide by Susan Alexander Yates. Rather than treating family closeness as something that happens naturally, the book argues that strong cousin relationships and multi-generational bonds require intention, planning, and follow-through, drawing on the author's experience as a grandmother of many grandchildren and host of recurring family camps. It explains how grandparents can create structured gatherings that combine play, shared routines, and faith-centered connection. The focus is not simply on entertaining children, but on building habits that help cousins know one another, share memories, and form a lasting sense of family identity. The book is positioned for readers who want concrete ideas for organizing a camp-style gathering, managing practical details, and using that time to strengthen both relationships and spiritual formation within an extended family. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, grandparent-led family gathering as an intentional model for connection. A central idea in the book is that grandparents can serve as deliberate connectors in families that are geographically scattered or otherwise disconnected. Instead of assuming cousins will become close on their own, Yates presents the grandparent as the person most able to initiate a recurring gathering with clear purpose. This matters because the book treats family cohesion as something that must be designed into the calendar, not left to chance. The cousin camp format gives children repeated, concentrated time together, which can be more effective than occasional holidays or short visits. It also gives grandparents a meaningful role beyond hosting meals or offering gifts. They become organizers of family memory and continuity. The book therefore reframes grandparenting as active legacy building, not only enjoying grandchildren, but helping shape the relationships they will carry into adulthood. That emphasis makes the book useful for readers looking for a concrete family practice, rather than a general reflection on intergenerational love. Secondly, planning the camp around logistics, age range, and daily structure. The book is notably practical in its treatment of planning. It does not present cousin camp as a vague ideal, but as an event that requires decisions about who to invite, when to hold it, where to host it, and how to organize each day. This matters because a mixed-age group of grandchildren can quickly become unmanageable without structure. Yates emphasizes age-appropriate activities and a schedule that keeps children engaged while reducing friction and idle time. That approach reflects an underlying logic: fun is more likely to happen when logistics are handled well. The book also shows that planning is not only about efficiency but about fairness and inclusion, since children at different developmental stages need different kinds of support. By giving attention to daily rhythms, the book helps readers see how a family camp can feel relaxed to children while still being carefully managed by adults. In that sense, the book functions as an operations manual for a family tradition, not just a source of activity ideas. Thirdly, using shared activities to turn cousins into genuine companions. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on friendship among cousins, not merely shared presence. Yates presents camp activities as tools for relationship building, where games, chores, meals, and group experiences create opportunities for children to cooperate and notice one another. This is important because cousins who live apart often know each other only superficially. A concentrated camp environment can shorten that distance by creating repeated interactions over several days. The book's practical value lies in showing that connection is not produced by one special event alone, but by a sequence of shared experiences that gradually build comfort and trust. Camp-style traditions, including playful competitions and recurring rituals, give children a sense of belonging to the same family story. The result is a framework for cousin relationships that can continue after the camp ends through calls, visits, and online contact. The book, therefore, treats childhood bonding as something that can be engineered through repeated, memorable interaction, making friendship an expected outcome of shared family design. Fourthly, faith woven into family tradition rather than added as an afterthought. Faith is not treated in the book as a separate lesson segment detached from family fun. Instead, Yates integrates spiritual life into the overall camp experience through prayer, Bible memory, pledges, and other shared rituals that reinforce a Christian understanding of family. This is significant because the book assumes that spiritual formation is most durable when it is attached to affection, repetition, and lived experience. Children are more likely to remember a faith practice when it is connected to something joyful and communal. The book's emphasis on faith also gives the camp a purpose beyond entertainment. It becomes a setting in which grandparents can model values, express family beliefs, and help children understand that their relationships with one another are part of a larger spiritual commitment. That makes the book especially relevant for Christian families who want practical ways to pass on belief without making it feel disconnected from real life. Its approach is concrete rather than abstract. Faith is built into the structure of the gathering itself. Lastly, traditions, ceremonies, and keepsakes that give family memory lasting shape. The book pays close attention to the symbolic side of family life rituals, ceremonies, and small keepsakes that turn a gathering into a lasting tradition. Examples associated with the cousin camp idea include a family identity, a pledge, and a formal welcome for new campers into the group. These elements matter because they give children a sense that they are participating in something larger than a one-time vacation. Ceremonies create continuity from year to year and help each camp feel connected to the last. The book's attention to these details also shows how family memory is often built through simple, repeatable markers rather than elaborate events. A special meal, a nightly ritual, or a shared token can become a sign of belonging. This is one of the book's clearest strengths. It explains how ordinary activities can be transformed into tradition through consistency and meaning. For readers, that offers a realistic way to create family identity without requiring expensive travel or highly polished events. In conclusion, this book is best suited for grandparents, Christian parents, and family leaders who want a concrete way to strengthen relationships across generations. Readers who are looking for a general parenting philosophy may find it more specific than expected, but that specificity is also its main advantage. It is not a broad theory of grandparenting. It is a practical guide to creating a recurring family tradition that combines logistics, child-friendly planning, cousin bonding, and spiritual formation. That makes it especially useful for families who live far apart or whose children do not see one another regularly. Compared with many books in the grandparenting category, it stands out because it gives an actual framework rather than only encouragement. The book also differentiates itself by treating faith as part of the event design, not as an optional add-on. For readers who want to leave a legacy through memory, ritual, and intentional time together, this book offers a focused and workable model. Its value lies in showing how a family gathering can become a durable structure for connection, instead of a one-time occasion. If you would like to support Susan Alexander Yates, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.